The following close-up feature is part two of our interview with Mitchell High School principal Jack Brooks. The high school recently received a grant of $95,000 to address students at risk of dropping out. The grant will help students address social issues that can affect school success, including poverty, drug and domestic abuse, and pregnancy. The program will focus on students already identified in their freshman leadership academy, students who may fail a class, students with several discipline referrals, ESL students, and students who are experiencing social issues that may put them at risk of dropping out. Now, part two of our interview with Mitchell High School principal Jack Brooks.
We do have some funds built into the program for two things. One is for a student services coordinator that will work within the community and the school to provide services and to do case management on a one-to-one basis. And there's funds provided in the program to help train that individual and to work within the community to find out what services are available in our local community. For the staff as a whole, we have provided funds for staff development because one of the things we felt was necessary was given the faculty at Mitchell High School and a lot of faculty members at other schools who were interested in participating, an opportunity to look inside the mindset of poverty, because oftentimes students who are dropping out of school are, you know, experiencing some financial issues within their families, and we don't want to exclude students in any way, shape, or form because of their background, but oftentimes it leads us to needing an understanding of where they're coming from, what kind of mindset they bring. There's an organization that's based on the works of Ruby Payne. They're simply referred to as Ruby Payne Workshops that help us discover and look into the mindset of poverty, get an understanding of that so that we can approach our students within the school with a bit of a different understanding. And that will help, I think, as we begin this process.
One of the programs that you have in place now is the Freshman Leadership Academy. Tell us about that.
Leadership Academy is a research-based initiative that we have to help transition ninth graders into the high school setting. One of the things that we've discovered, and one of the things that plays into this dropout prevention grant as well, is the fact that many of the students who drop out of school decide to do that somewhere between the 7th and 8th grade, and usually they end up dropping out between 9th and 10th grade. Part of that's because of the fact that they turn 16 in that time frame, but also it's kind of unusual in that we feel that part of our responsibility is to make a solid transition during that time frame and to reemphasize the need for an education. What we've done in the academy is basically changed the format to year-long classes as opposed to block classes that we do for the rest of the high school. We've also added a freshman seminar that we have tremendous flexibility with. We've been using the seminar to enhance learning for those students who are academically gifted. We've done remediation for those students who have academic needs. We are able to bring in outside programs. We've done everything from pottery to seminars with the students. We've done some college workshops with some of the students. So we're using that as an opportunity to emphasize education and to get to know our students better, to be able to have a counseling time, if you will, with an academic advisor in every classroom there. We've been excited about that. It's had tremendous effect. One of the things that we've seen already is the number of discipline referrals among our freshmen has dropped extremely significantly. Our attendance rate is well over 95% with our freshmen, which is the best that I've seen in the 4 years since we've been there. And part of that has to do with the individual contacts that we're making with students on a regular basis through their advisors and through the seminar. One of the exciting parts of this to me is the fact that in North Carolina there is a tremendous emphasis on the three R's. No longer are they reading, writing, and arithmetic, but rigor, relevance, and relationships. The relationships is something that's come out in a lot of research to show that a lot of students need to know that there's somebody there that cares about them. And by having a small learning community within the school where students feel a little bit more security and have a teacher that they know that they can communicate with on a regular basis, we're starting to see that the relationships portion of that three R's is a very, very important part, and this allowed us to have that particular position in the program.
This entire program grant process involves the community. Those are areas that you want to reach out to. If someone in the community wants to be a part of helping our young people, what should they do?
two phone calls and two names to remember. One is anyone's more than welcome to give me a call. And my number at Mitchell High School is 766-3401, or they can call our main number, 766-3400, leave their name, number, and interest that they have in either the dropout prevention program or in the Leadership Academy. We'd love to have people involved in the programs that are currently in place. Also, as we look towards the other end of the spectrum, towards the graduation, we have a lot of students who are involved in a graduation project that will be growing over the next 2 years in particular. We have a tremendous number of community volunteers who work with the graduation project in regards to mentoring, working as a judge in the final presentation project. And I think it's important for us to understand that many of the students that are at that senior level often need a little bit more encouragement to get through those final steps. So it's another great place that people can become involved in the community and be a part of our school.
Mr. Brooks, we talk regularly with Lori Gilchrist with Communities and Schools of Mitchell County. One of the things that we always talk about is that it really does take a community to work hard to get our children, our young people, to understand that education is paramount and should be something that they really look forward to so that they can be better human beings and grow up to be successful in their adult life. And if there's anything that our radio station can do for you, whether it's interviews or announcements, please let us know, okay?
We appreciate that. Been a great supporter of Mitchell High School.
Thank you very much, sir. Our guest for our program today, Jack Brooks, principal at Mitchell High. For Community Close Up, I'm Steve Murphy.